Heart Song, it's called. Once upon a time, there was a great man who married the woman of his dreams. With their love, they created a little girl. She was a bright and cheerful little girl, and the great man loved her very much. When she was very little, he would pick her up, hum a tune, and dance with her around the room. And he would tell her, "I love you, little girl." When the little girl was growing up, the great man would hug her and tell her, "I love you, little girl." The little girl would pout and say, "I'm not a little girl anymore." Then the man would laugh and say, "But to me, you'll always be my little girl." The little girl, who was not little anymore, left her home and went into the world. As she learned more about herself, she learned more about the man. She saw that he truly was great and strong, for now she recognised his strengths. One of his strengths was his ability to express his love to his family. It didn't matter where she went in the world, the man would call her and say, "I love you, little girl." The day came when the little girl, who was not little anymore, received a phone call. The great man was damaged. He had had a stroke. They explained to the girl he couldn't talk anymore, and they weren't sure that he would understand the words spoken to him. He could no longer smile, laugh, walk, hug, dance, or tell the little girl, who was not little anymore, that he loved her. And so she went to the side of the great man. When she walked into the room and saw him, he looked small and not strong at all. He looked at her and tried to speak, but he could not. The little girl did the only thing she could do. She climbed up on the bed next to the great man. Tears ran from both of their eyes, and she drew her arms around the useless shoulders of her father. Her head on his chest, she thought of many things. She remembered the wonderful times together and how she had always felt protected and cherished by the great man. She felt grief for the loss she was to endure, the words of love that had comforted her. And then she heard from within the man the beat of his heart, the heart where the music and the words had always lived. The heart beat on, steadily, unconcerned about the damage to the rest of the body. And while she rested there, the magic happened. She heard what she needed to hear. His heart beat out the words that his mouth could no longer say. "I love you, I love you, I love you, little girl, little girl, little girl." And she was comforted.
Amen. Praise God.